Now, the rest of the story. Only weeks ago, you were Stephen Hu. You were a nobody nationally. Now you're running for the presidency of the United States. You, Stephen, are Democratic candidate for president, and you have something on your Republican opponent that would surely do him in. It's a dirty something, and your campaign staff is prepared to use it against your opponent. The question, morally and strategically, should you permit this political mud to be slung? Well, first, you rationalize. It would serve your opponent right if you used this potentially damning information against him. He, the Republican nominee, has already proved his unscrupulousness. In fact, few in the history of American national politics have hit as hard and as far below the belt as he. His attacks on you from the beginning of the campaign have been vicious attacks. For example, you, Stephen, both as a city mayor and as a state's governor, have enjoyed a reputation for uncompromising political honesty. But what is your opponent doing? He's linking your name to known crooks and questionable bigwigs and political riffraff and something else even worse. He, the Republican nominee, has been delving into your private life, your long-ago private life. The campaign has already been submerged in screaming headlines such as, quote, a dark chapter in a public man's history. That's your history they're talking about, a scandalous affair with a woman named Maria Halpin, an illegitimate son now growing up with his adoptive parents. Your mayoral and gubernatorial campaigns have escaped these sensational charges, but now you're up against a street fighter. Now you're battling for the biggest prize of all, the presidency of the United States. But why not fight back? At the offset, it was obvious this was going to be a close race. The slightest smear against your Republican adversary could tip the scales in your favor. You would have preferred to stick to the issues, widespread unemployment, uncertainty in the business community. But now this bombshell has dropped into your lap, this mud just begging to be slung. You know that your opponent is counting on a particular significant block of votes, the war veterans. How would they feel, you wonder, if they knew that their Republican candidate had been a draft dodger? You know the answer to that question. You know you're holding a loaded gun to his head. Will you squeeze the trigger? Will you reveal that your opponent was a draft dodger? Remember, only weeks ago, you were an unknown Stephen Hu. And now here you are running for the presidency of the United States. It's a close race. A blow below the belt backed by fact would deck your opponent permanently. You know that your Republican adversary was a draft dodger. He had paid another man to go to war in his place. As cruelly as he had conducted his own campaign against you, this is one headline you would love to drop on Republican James G. Blaine. But what good would it do? For you see, Jim Blaine was not the only draft dodger during that war, the Civil War. Jim Blaine was not the only man to hire another man to fight for him. So did you. You are Stephen Grover Cleveland. And now we know the rest of the story.